Quincy Rotary Club preparing to celebrate their 100th anniversary very soon. So we have the president and president-elect joining us today to talk more about it. Please welcome Margaret LaForest and Mike Wilcox. Mr. and Mrs. President.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Great to see you again, Margaret, as always. And Mike, nice to meet you for the first time, I think, but hopefully not the last. You're incoming president, right?
It's great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Margaret, 100 years?
100 years.
That's amazing.
Of Quincy Rotary.
Yeah, that's so 1924 was
philanthropy organization, all volunteer group, and started kind of has spun out of a group meeting at the YMCA.
Is that right?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, is even older than that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Wow, okay. How long have you yourself been a Rotarian?
Mike and I actually joined the same day.
Okay.
How long have we been in? 5 years?
Yep, March 26th. 2019.
He remembers the day.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And how's it been for you?
Well, you know what? It's an amazing group of doers in our community.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had attended Rotary events through the years. And as you're kind of people say, you should be a Rotarian. You're a Rotarian in disguise. You do all this great service in the community.
Right?
Join our group. And I thought, yeah, I'm too busy. But they broke us down. And it's just an amazing group. Like-minded individuals, caring about our community, and we really, a lot of focus on Quincy Public Schools, mm-hmm. on literacy, on scholarships, but we touch almost every other good cause in the city, too. And so many of our Rotarians serve on boards of the other nonprofits in our community, so it's a great weekly check-in with people doing good work and our celebrating our service above self motto.
Right, right. So where and when does the Quincy Rotary Club meet?
All right, so Tuesdays, 12:15 at the Common Market, and we have a lunch meeting most Tuesdays, and usually have a speaker. But check our website, quincyrotary.com, mm-hmm. because, for example, one of the events we're going to talk about, that Tuesday we won't have a lunch meeting because we will be at the Neighborhood Club in the evening.
Right,
so,
exactly. Yeah.
But we do welcome guests, if someone interested in learning about Quincy Rotary,
okay.
to come to a meeting. We have a Facebook page, we have a website, you can send us a message, or connect with any Rotarian member about being a guest. We always welcome people.
How many Quincy Rotarians are there right now, Margaret? Even just roughly?
60-ish.
Okay.
Right, so
all
there's
right.
some who, hey, care about the cause, long active in the community, pay the dues, support
yeah.
the organization. We don't see them that often,
yeah.
or
yeah.
they show up kind of for the gala, the big events. But typically, if you showed up at the Common Market for lunch, there's about 20 of us
right.
that are
right.
on the regular lunch group. Yeah,
yeah sure. And that's
yeah.
kind of typical for most volunteer organizations, I think. You have the dedicated folks who stick to it, you know, religiously.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other folks who play an important part as well, come in on special events, right?
Or, right, or, you know, a lot of service projects.
That
right?
too,
so
right, yeah.
So the group varies. It's not the same 20 people at lunch every
right.
week, but that's kind of our number of that you'd expect at the weekly meetings.
Yeah.
yeah.
How did you become president?
Oh, I think I missed a meeting.
They voted you in without you there.
Yeah, you know, we joke. Mike said I was late for a meeting, and he pinch hit for me. He's like, "They just voted for you to stay on."
Congratulations!
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? There's a small core leadership, board of directors group, the kind of executive committee that meets
yep.
and takes some turns. But we have it takes a village, let me tell
yeah.
you, and. It's really been an honor to be a part of this leadership for the last year.
Yeah, I know you were telling me before we started this morning, it's a full-time job for you, practically.
We don't tell people that publicly, Joe.
Oh, too late.
We want them to join.
No, for you, as okay. president.
Yeah. No, no,
and
Mike, it'll be great. It'll be great.
Right?
It's
going to
be great.
Yeah, but we stand on the shoulders of a lot of people that came before
yeah.
us. And we're really lucky that, you know, a lot of the past leaders are always chipping in
sure.
with their... not only with their wisdom and their experience, but, you know, it's many hands make light work.
Yeah. What drew you to Rotary initially?
I was voluntold, like many of us.
voluntold.
You know, my employer said, hey, listen, I think you're a Rotarian at heart.
Yeah.
I belonged to this group at one point. I think it would be a great idea for you to go try it out.
Okay.
I know you have a lot in on your plate,
mm.
but I think you'd be a great fit. And I was immediately drawn to the fellowship. I was immediately drawn to the great work that Rotary did in the city. And it's just that, you know, I just fell in love with the mission and the people that belong to the club.
Sure.
And it's been just a great endeavor. They embraced me and my family.
That's nice. You know, yeah. So president-elect, is this the first time for you serving as president?
Yeah. Okay. You know, so I joined the club. They did a very strenuous test. They took a mirror, they put it under my nose. I flogged.
He's alive.
They said, you can be president. Yeah. Yeah. You know, so
how long is the term if you don't get reelected like Margaret did?
It depends on how you define it. It's, you know, if Margaret's late for a meeting, I get a pinch hit. So
gotcha. Okay.
So
it sounds like it's a pretty informal group.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. We poke fun at each other a lot. Yeah. It's a 1-year term.
Okay.
But you always stick on with. You sit through the chairs, vice president, president-elect, again, many hands. You're working all through the board, and you stick on as immediate past president and continue to help out. So as president-elect, I'm responsible for fundraising this year, and I would not be able to do it without Margaret and the fundraising committee and everything else. We all depend on each other's strengths to pull off this gala.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It is the Quincy Rotary Centennial Gala. It's going to be Wednesday, May 8th, 5:30 p.m. at the Neighborhood Club, dinner and auction. And it's a roaring 20s theme, appropriately, because it was founded in the 20s, right?
Right. We were wanting to do the Gatsby party. Last year, we went with the Kentucky Derby theme. It was a lot of fun. You know, I think that many of us who are, you know, supporting good causes throughout the city are like, okay, here's the fundraiser at the function facility with the seated plated dinner.
Yeah,
and
we
really just try to bring a different energy and
you wild and crazy Rotarians.
Yeah, we there's usually some shenanigans with Rotary.
Shenanigans, so, okay.
Yeah. We have to live it up. I have to say, Rotary in a Tay-Day, you know, Ed Cohane tells some pretty good stories. So we're trying to do our part to keep the energy up.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yep. Oh, trying to best the past. Huh?
Well, yeah, I don't know that we can. I mean, listen, we consider ourselves like the rookie Rotarians 5 years in,
okay.
But we call the Rotary royalty, like the Ed Cohane,
yes.
Frank Trainer, Dolly DePisa, Angela Ponte, Karen Smith, you know, Phyllis Godwin, like the queen of Quincy Rotary. And, so it's just a great group of people.
Yeah.
So, no, for sure, we're trying to keep the legacy of service and good times going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's gonna be a lot of fun. So what's gonna be happening at the event?
Right. So theme 1920s attire is being suggested.
You have your flapper dress.
Yeah,
ready?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah,
okay.
A little feather.
Oh, okay. I want some pictures.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think people, you know, some people jump into the theme. Others will just come in their typical business casual.
Yeah.
Then the first hour, cocktail hour, has a silent auction. And then, you know, plated dinner, live auction. Of course, Jim Fagan is our auctioneer, and he is a lot of fun. And we probably raise somewhere between $60,000 and up each year.
That's great.
And, yeah, so proceeds are going to go to the Quincy Public Schools
Just
scholarships,
ask about that.
Okay, right? Yeah. So usually I think we've committed over $35,000 this year and $31,000 scholarships. And then we have some historic from the Galvin's Fund, a historic scholarship in honor of their dad, of a nursing scholarship, and
toolboxes.
Toolboxes we do for students in the trades. And this year will be the first time in honor of Phyllis Godwin, who's now in her 90s, we're doing a woman in the trades scholarship endowed in her name. So that'll be the first time we'll give that out. And then, you know, everything from Quincy Community Action to Interfaith to, who else are in our good cause lineup right now? We did Reese Across America. We did our international projects, the Friends of Thai Daughters.
Sure, you remember that very well.
Yeah, so we kind of have a big menu of good cause, Woodward School, Dove.
So all the social service organizations. You're touching them in one way or another.
And we've done a lot with Quincy Public Schools.
Sure.
Displaced students. So one of the ones we were doing was Promposal. We collected prom dresses. We helped fundraise for students be able to go to the prom, but get the prom ticket, get a yearbook, get hair, makeup, you name it. It's kind of
so
a little
many things
niche.
You don't get a lot of credit for or talk about, but
yeah, so
that are doing
monthly,
behind the scenes.
You know, monthly bingos at this at the Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. Annually, we hold a senior luncheon at the Kennedy Center. Mm-hmm. Karen Smith and our service committee. Very active with monthly service projects.
Sure.
You know, whether they're, you know, small projects or even large projects. With, you know, May 18th is, you know, International Rotary Service Day.
Oh.
And we are, we're partnering up with the Veterans Association and doing veterans outreach on May 18th.
Oh, for the house-to-house visitations for veterans?
Very good. Yeah, so it just was, you know, serendipitous that, you know, it just happened to be on our, you know, International Service Day. That
it's perfect fit, right?
You know, it was a perfect fit. Yeah. You know, so that we're very excited to be partnering up with another organization.
Yeah, excellent.
Going house to house with veterans outreach.
Margaret, what's on the auction block? Can you, give us a little preview?
Oh, yeah. So our live auction items, we have a great package down at Foxwoods. That's from Phyllis. And we also, Granite City Electric's Red Sox, like their dugout seats, they're amazing. So that's always a hot one. One of our fun, you know, kind of favorites in Dolly DePisa's Marina Bay condo will do, what do they call that? The women of Rotary do a dinner, host a dinner.
Oh.
So we auction, so sometimes like a Rotary member will auction something off. We have scratch ticket, big scratch ticket board. Those are some of our items from Rogers Jewelers.
Okay.
So we have some bigger ticket live auction items. Oh, the omakase dinner from Fuji, from Jimmy Liang, does a really amazing. I went out last year, curated omakase dinner, so that's everyone's excited about. And then you name it on the silent auction, some of the smaller. So many of the local Quincy businesses, right? For a lot of the restaurants, like the Poor Yard cocktail party for 20. We have at the Common Market, which hosts us weekly for our meetings, has I think a wine dinner is one of those items. A lot of smaller restaurants, some of the Marina Bay restaurants, smaller gift certificates. We have more Red Sox tickets. We have
luxury suite.
Oh, the bank. Tell them about the bank's donation.
So, shameless self-promotion.
Go for it, Mike.
So, Coastal Heritage Bank will be sponsoring two people, either to a Celtics or a Bruins game next season, into a luxury suite, parking, food, beverage, all included.
Yep.
Might bring the price down a little bit because I am chaperoning that night. it's great. You know, you pull into the parking lot, you take the elevator straight up to the luxury suite.
That's,
it's right up on the it's right up on the it's right up on the fifth floor.
Nice.
If it's a Celtics game, you're right next to Brad Stevens' box. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a whole new element, I'm sure.
You know, so when I do host for clients and things like that, and I bring Mrs. Wilcox in, she's quite spoiled sitting there.
Fun. That's a great prize.
Hosting,
sure.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Is there still time for you know, more items, more sponsorships? You're nodding yes, Margaret. Yes,
they'll walk in that
time.
Day. People are like, oh yeah, I didn't tell you I was donating this.
There's
hundred something items and counting on our list, and you know, so many great businesses have stepped up with sponsorships for us.
Nice.
And that we will share a graphic with you so that you have our sponsors promo. We really appreciate everybody. I know some of our top sponsors we have annually. We had not only Coastal Heritage Bank, we have Bank of Canton, we have South Shore Bank, we have
Colonial Federal.
Mike McFarland, who's a Rotarian. President of Colonial Federal. So a lot of the Cohanes are always annual sponsors, Dolly DePisa, the Galvin. So many of our members are also our sponsors.
And if we've forgotten anybody, you know, my 5 years belonging to this club, I am just totally gobsmacked with the generosity of the businesses in this city. It just totally takes me aback, just how generous this city is. And everything that is generated in this fundraiser goes right back.
Yep.
You know, we donate right. everything yep. right back.
100%. You know,
100%.
Yeah.
This is a 100% volunteer organization, yep. and we give everything back to organizations that and programs that serve this city.
Absolutely. You don't have to be a Quincy resident either, right, to be a Quincy Rotarian?
No. Yeah. I joke with my fellow Rotarians that I travel from, you know, over the bridge from the Cape and Weymouth. But, you know, I did go to Marymount and Central, so I did my Quincy time.
Okay. You know. So you're allowed in?
Yeah,
give you a passport.
I'm allowed in, yes.
But you don't have to be from the city, right, to be a Quincy Rotarian?
No. You have ties to the city. You know, my employer has. We have a branch
on
Franklin
the city,
Street.
Yeah. Work in the city. Yeah.
A lot of people will be a Rotarian where they're employed, but you're welcome. That's part of the beauty of Rotary and Rotary International. You know, when we traveled to Thailand, we went to a Rotary meeting.
Right.
There. Right.
Right.
So we tease some of our members are, you know, live in Braintree mm-hmm. or. We'll go to a meeting, you know, sometimes they're in Braintree meeting, sometimes they're in Quincy meeting. They remember the Quincy Club, they would participate in both.
Yes.
Something's going on, they're interested, they'll go over there.
Yes, yep.
And same thing, we have a couple that do that with Milton. So
sure.
There is actually a South Shore Council of Rotary that gets together. Then there's a larger district of Rotary. And our club, Angela Ponte, is the current governor, the Rotary governor of District 7950, which all of these South Shore clubs belong to.
Okay.
So that goes down to the Cape and into Rhode Island. So Governor Ponte, if you see Angela Ponte of Classic Homes Real Estate, of course, is also another sponsor. We should be giving the governor
Good thing
a shout-out.
You snuck that in there.
I know, right? She's
right.
great. She's in the Rotary royalty for sure.
Okay. Tickets through the website or...
QuincyRotary.com.
Okay, or mm-hmm. might yeah. reach out to you.
Yes,
okay.
yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joe.
You are very welcome. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful event, and I want to see you in your flapper outfit, Martin.
For sure.
and you in your great Gatsby costume, Mike.
Yes, yes. You know, Peaky Blinders happened in the 20s
That's
as
right.
well, right?
That's
you know,
right.
So we can draw from that inspiration as well.
You'll have to find a 1920s Le Mans to pull up in or something.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think you get extra credit for that.
Exactly, yeah. Thanks again.
Thanks, Joe.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Joe.